It very well could make the difference. And the reason I say that is because it is a close race, and there are certain states that are in play. Florida, obviously, having a pretty substantial Latino vote. New Mexico, we've been looking at New Mexico for a while. It looks good right now. You've heard that Ohio is important, as well as some other states. And in any close race, you make the difference.
So do you think the Democrats have a chance of taking back the House and still hold the Senate?
You know, I'm a realist, and we would need to pick up 25 seats, and that is going to be really hard to do. The Senate is going to be incredibly important to hold on to the Senate and improve on our numbers. But all in all, I think you can change the environment in Washington with the vote on November the 6th. What I mean by that is with the reelection of President Obama, it is a clear message that this country doesn't want the divisions that we've had. Let's say the Democrats don't take the House. And let's just say that the Senate is still very close and you still have some Republicans that want to filibuster everything, which is what's been happening the past 4 years. How does all that stop? And I think what it is you lose elections and you lose the big one. You lose a presidential election.
So moving on to immigration, one criticism I've heard of President Obama is that 4 years ago when he was running, he promised to make immigration reform a priority. However, some are criticizing that he hasn't gone far enough, like the deferred action, which is temporary and somewhat narrow in who it helps. How would you respond to that?
First of all, for him to take the action that he did administratively was a really brave political thing to do. These are policies that are going to benefit these young people that were brought over here by their parents who entered this country illegally. The young person never committed any wrong. And to invest in them, because they're not going anywhere, and just a sense of justice. However, they can't do anything for this president. They can't vote for him. This is a constituency that can't even put you in office. To me, that is the truest test of what is good public policy. It's a policy that benefits all of us. When people keep saying that he did not attempt to pass comprehensive immigration reform from day one, they are just totally wrong. I'll debate that with anybody, and let me tell you why. People say he never filed a bill. Okay, the president doesn't file bills. We do, and we did. And he supported our bills. We could not get one Republican to help us. We used to have Republican sponsors of some bills. We couldn't get them even near comprehensive immigration reform. We couldn't even get them near the DREAM Act, which to us was the less than heavy lift. Why did they all leave in 2009, 2010? Because the opposition to this president was so extreme that there was no room for them to have a reasonable position on immigration.
Well, on the subject of the DREAM Act, it's clear it's a very partisan issue. Is there any hope for a compromise with that?
Not as long as those that oppose it are telling us that anything short of deportation is amnesty. How do you move forward on that? Because then the only solution is to deport 11 million undocumented workers and their families, which is an impossibility. And the fact is that our economy depends on many of these workers. That's the economic reality for us. It makes good economic sense. As long as you squeeze it for the political capital that you can, as a wedge issue, I don't see compromise.
Why don't we move to energy
legislation? I love energy.
When it comes to new energy legislation, should we be going for more of a drill, baby, drill route, or is alternative energy the way to go?
It is a combination, and the traditional sources of producing electricity or transportation fuel will create jobs. And that's important. But it should be transitional in nature. We are looking at it, at the necessity of it now and the foreseeable future, but we have to be developing the alternatives and the renewables to get us into a more efficient way of doing it, something that is more environmentally safe, something that will make us totally independent. The problem is that everyone feels threatened. If you're a traditional fossil fuel advocate, you think that it's the end of your world. It's not.
Well, I'm sorry that we're out of time, but I do appreciate you stopping by to chat with us today.
Oh, listen, it's been great, and thank you. And I would just tell everybody, you're over 18 years of age. Your duty and obligation to your family is to register and to vote, but that you don't do so blindly. Study the issues, ask the hard questions, and then get out there and vote.